Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
404 DGS. I call everyone else out when they're stupid. I just asked a really dumb question.
Wasn't dumb.
I haven't had hair in a long time. And we're talking about hair. And I asked Trish, because she has really long hair. I'm like, is that as long as your hair can get? Like, I didn't know.
Yeah. I think Rachel's is longer than mine right now, though.
But it wouldn't grow like another foot.
I'm sure it would if she left it alone.
I think it would grow as long as... Why would your hair stop growing?
I'm actually going to look this up.
This is along the lines of when I held up the bag of peanut M&Ms and you said, what are those?
No.
Haven't you ever seen women with like hair down to their ankles or something?
Yes, but I didn't know if every person could just grow their hair as long as they wanted it to go.
It doesn't grow.
If everyone can become Rapunzel.
It doesn't stop growing by length, but it does stop growing at the end of its hair growth cycle, which is determined by your genetics and can last anywhere between 2 and 6 years.
So it could stop at some point.
It will eventually stop growing, just not necessarily like, oh, once it hits your butt, it just stops growing. It's more like how... It's your hair growth cycle, which is determined by genetics.
I want Andrew to grow out his hair all the way to his
Do
butt.
It.
Mine doesn't grow down because it's like all wavy and curly.
it just grows. Out.
It grows like
sideways,
up and out.
Like
yeah, exactly.
Grand
basically,
Funk Railroad.
I'll
well,
look
there
like,
you go.
Krusty
Wasn't a dumb
clown.
Question then.
Thank you.
I've never, you know, I get to a certain point. A lot of us women do, and it's like, God, I gotta cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
This is like annoying.
I don't think there's any truth to this, but do you remember? The urban legend when you're a kid that after people were dead, their hair and their nails kept growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one really got me.
And then like every now and again in horror movies when they like break open the casket and the person would have like long nails. And like,
or every now and then on Mari or something, they would have like, I haven't clipped my nails in 16 years.
On what?
On Mari or a show like that, Montel Williams or something.
Oh, Maury. Okay.
Am I saying it wrong?
No, I think we say it different ways.
Sorry.
Well, no. That was really low-grade crappy.
No.
Oh, Maury.
I think yes.
I had no way of knowing what you were talking about.
I'm not saying I'm right at all.
It's probably Maury. I say everything wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. She said Maury. So I did.
I did say it wrong.
Honestly, I thought it was like a cool Instagram thing that I was not aware of.
She's so great about what Trish just did. She's completely defending Ray. She's like, no, she said Mara.
Mari.
She like made a face. She said Mari.
Because I couldn't say it like that.
I say things wrong because I'm from Grafton. Give me a break.
You and me both, sister.
Pronounced Grafton.
Grafton.
It's your Grafton accent.
Right.
Do you remember the guy from like India that had like the world's longest
Guinness book?
Yes, they're so gross.
How did he live? Like, how do you go about your life? With like doing that, like you can't move your hand at all.
I hear you.
It's all for the Guinness Book of World Records. You have to hire an assistant or something.
It used to be a big thing.
This will surprise no one, but when I was about 10, and the Guinness was the Bible to me, like I read it cover to cover, and I was convinced I could break 50% of these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so unimpressed.
Boy, remember that one that we were thinking about trying to break that was like most sponges thrown at a guy's head? Like, we can break that.
Like, nonstop or all at one time?
Yeah, and the video that's like the world record video is just this guy like lazily slopping sponges on this guy's head. And it's like, we can break that.
Let's break something. That would be great. I told you that time we did it and we did it, but we never made the book. Because our producer at the time, we were trying to watch videos for, I think it was, I'm sorry, not videos, movies for, I think it was 55 hours consecutively. You could take so many bathroom breaks, but you couldn't sleep. You had to stay up and watch movies.
Let's not break that one.
Yeah, it was rough. We did it, but our producer kept such horrible records, and they are stringent. That we didn't get in the book.
How mad would you be at me?
If you broke a world record and I didn't record it?
We would end up on Maury.
Let's pick one and do it.
Trish is like, okay, most time like spent at home.
What?
Not like that.
Let's do an easy one.
Let's do an easy one. Yeah. Right.
Like Trish's world's biggest pizza or
something. But it's got to be somewhat fun and complicated, but not really complicated.
Trish is like, okay, I will do most time spent at home, napping and watching TV. I will take on this burden for the show.
Do you know what the current record is for the thing that you guys did?
No, I don't.
I bet it's way more.
Yeah, I bet it's a lot longer now. People do that like just for fun on weekends now, 55 straight hours of movies.
But you couldn't sleep. You think it's easy. That sounds easy.
You didn't sleep at all.
Like hour 50 and you're like, I can't do another minute.
That's how they torture people.
Yeah, it was.
Dave's out today, so we have his forecast.
Yes, Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. Today, it's partly to mostly sunny, pretty nice, with fading humidity and a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, clear and comfortable with a low of 62. Tomorrow, Thursday, the DGS is out for the Cardinals game, but it's partly sunny, warmer, maybe a spot storm, very limited with a high of 88 degrees. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly sunny, pretty nice, 80 degrees, 85 on Sunday.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Now is the best time for fresh local produce, and Schnucks is the best place to get it. So Elon Musk has sold $6.9 billion in Tesla stock in case his $44 billion purchase of Twitter does, in fact, go through. So he had said previously that he was done selling Tesla stock, but I think Elon just does whatever he wants. And now in case that Twitter forces this deal to a close, he's selling stock so he has some cash on hand.
Do you think if instead of billions, it was thousands? So instead of having 250 billion, he has 250,000, which is a lot of money, but it's a reasonable amount of money. Do you think he thinks of it like the same way? Am I making any sense?
No, because I don't think you're as careless. Right?
I think I would be more, I would think you'd be more careless if you were that rich. Like,
I mean, seems like he's not too bothered by the thought of losing out on the Twitter stuff. You know what I mean? Like when it was like, oh, he's still going to have to pay $1 billion or maybe they're even going to be able to get quite a few billion out of him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question.
Super bothered by it.
I thought you meant if he only had 250,000.
No, I meant like if he loses 10 of his. Is it like someone who has 250,000 losing 10 of theirs, like emotionally?
No, because he still has way more than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because even after you lose.
The flip side of that would be, I just lost $10
billion. Right, right. And does it take him down a notch on any sort of list, which would probably appeal to his ego?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when Bill Gates made his announcement that he's donating all this money to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he made sure to include in the statement, like, this is going to knock me off the world's richest people list.
I find Bill Gates fascinating in that I know, like, he had an inappropriate relationship and all that kind of stuff and got divorced. I get it. But, like, he just seems like somewhere between hated and ignored. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, people think he's either behind like grand conspiracies or
they
just
don't
like,
care.
It's like you're one of the boring billionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't do the crazy stuff. He doesn't ruin his company's stock every other month by, you know, tweeting random stuff. And he doesn't, you know, announce he's going to buy Twitter and then immediately try to back out.
Which is so reckless. It just makes me mad about him. Like, there's people who are really buying the stock to do something for themselves because they think it's going to go somewhere. And this guy just tweet stuff and sell stuff and whatever the way the wind blows. And it really messes with people. I don't like it.
So the White House is saying that President Biden had no idea that Mar-a-Lago would be raided. Do we believe this?
I said yesterday, I wasn't sure how I felt about that because I don't want Biden to be behind it. But at the same time,
if they're going to raid an ex-president, yeah. you would kind of want the current president to know about it.
Absolutely.
If he didn't know, why wasn't it mentioned to him?
Right.
Yeah.
So former President Trump thinks that Biden knew all along. He said on Truth Social, Biden knew all about this, just like he knew all about Hunter's
but
deals.
But let me just ask a question, and I'm not defending him at all. But let's say, like, the January 6th hearings and what they want the attorney general to do and file charges. He doesn't have to consult the president, right?
No. No. They're
and he may not just to appear nonpartisan and I'm not. And so it could be the same thing.
No.
I'm just saying.
He shouldn't know that the DOJ is going to raid a former president's home. I just can't believe.
Just like emotionally, it's one of those things where you're like,
like, I would think someone would behind the scenes go, hey, here's what's
going on.
Just
so you know.
Yeah.
The United States is going to stretch our monkeypox vaccine supply with smaller doses.
Great.
So basically, there's 440,000 currently available, and they're going to stretch that into 2 million smaller doses just to get more shots.
That sounds like the worst idea ever.
Doesn't? I mean, they have to
We're
know better.
We're going to give you a little bit of monkeypox.
But it's
a little bit of protection.
It's such a bummer, too, that we handled COVID so poorly that any information about the next disease or any disease, it's like
we're taking it with a grain of salt.
I don't know about this.
So we're all vaccinated and we have friends who are not, but we're all big believers in, hey, get your vaccination. Do you feel the same way about monkeypox? Would you be any more understanding if someone said, I'm not getting the monkeypox vaccine?
I mean, are they encouraging all Americans to get the monkeypox vaccine? Because right now we only have 2 million doses.
I mean, eventually, yes.
I don't know. Because I don't know where we are in the monkeypox.
Yeah,
for
me, it depends.
I can't figure it out if they're sounding the alarm or if they're telling. I can't tell what they're saying.
The reason that I wanted everybody to get COVID vaccinated was not for themselves, but for everyone else. It's because it was a public health crisis where anyone can randomly give it to anyone. And so protecting yourself de facto protects others. And so if that's the case with monkeypox, then I mean, yeah, I would like everybody to be vaccinated so that they can't accidentally give it to me or my family. Or
well, I would like it because, you know, I don't want the monkeypox.
She's on the record. She does not want it.
She was like the first person I ever heard say.
Right? I started a trend.
I did not want this monkeypox.
At first, people were like, I don't know, maybe. And then Trish took a hard stance.
And I came along and said,
really
I don't want it.
She changed some minds.
All right, guys, great news. Inflation has dropped to 8.5%. So, no, it's still pretty darn high. Prices remain high in U.S. stores. It was at like 9%, 9.1%. So it's going down a little bit, but not a lot of it. So just keeping you updated.
Gas is going down still, huh?
Yeah, that's nice. But it's still higher than it could be. did you guys see that Domino's Pizza is leaving Italy? I can't believe that it existed in Italy in the first place. But they are closing up shop. And my final story there was a recent Loch Ness monster sighting, except it turned out to be an alpaca going for a swim. The photos are really, really funny. You should look them up.
I can see that.
And alpacas in Scotland?
Yes.
Freak me out. 423 DGS. Andrew, you need a DoorDash ruling?
Yeah. Okay. So had DoorDash delivered recently, and when I went down to get it, there was the guy in his car giving me the food, but his dog was in the car.
Was the dog driving?
The dog was driving, and he was like, all right, hop out and give this guy his food. Woof, woof. And so the dog was in the back seat. Food was in the front seat. But there was definitely a point just in the time when I was, like, talking to the guy that the dog's, like, face was near the bag of food.
Oh.
And it didn't affect the food. The food tasted. There wasn't, like, dog hair in the food or anything like that. But you always see these, like, people will post pictures on Twitter of, like, their Uber driver that had their kids in a car seat next to them. And then, you know, Uber's like, send me the driver so that we can speak to them. And they're like, I don't snitch. So I wondered.
I just post our picture on the internet.
So I wondered what's the weirdest and least weird thing that you've seen in these situations? And what would you be okay with? Like,
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Was it our food?
Today?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. I
wish
told
I
you
guys
birthday
that.
Octopus balls.
I told you guys. I said the guy had a dog in the car.
That. Because I didn't have my food, so I was like, where's my food? And I wasn't listening to anything.
I wanted to make sure that you guys wouldn't be like, the dog, there was a dog.
There's a milk bone in this bag.
I wouldn't like that. Because I would have been wondering if the dog, like, licked my food or if there was dog hair. I would have been
very
on alert.
The dog definitely wasn't, like, the dog wasn't in the food. The dog was just, like, in the back seat, and he, like, stuck his head up to see what was going on in the front seat. The dog was reading. The dog had his Kindle. But, like, I saw, like, one time we had our food delivered here, and it was, the guy had no shirt on. And that one I had a more, I think, more of a problem with than the dog.
Because the dog was wearing it.
Because the dog had a guy's shirt.
Which is,
no
I
shirt
get what
on.
You're saying. It's, like, it has nothing to do with our food, but it's just off-putting.
It's it was very off-putting when I saw the dog. And I
the shirtless man delivering our food.
And I chose not to, like, make a complaint to DoorDash or anything like that, but I definitely didn't love it. Have you guys ever had, like, an experience like that with dashing
not
or
with,
Ubering?
Like, a topless person or a dog or anything, but I've had several times where I've ordered food and it's like, ooh, Gabrielle will deliver your food. And, you know, they always send you a picture. Mm-hmm. And then the person shows up and they're, like, a different gender.
Yeah,
like, you're not Gabrielle.
They are,
like,
not that person.
Like, you're a dude. What's going on here? Like,
that happens almost every day.
You're catfishing me. What did you do to get banned on the DoorDash app in the first place, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've had two that were dumb. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Kind of like your shirtless. Like, one had their friend with them. I don't know why that bothered me, but it's like, you're doing your job. Why are you riding around with your friend? And then the other
one. You guys are hard cases.
I know. It doesn't make sense. The other one was the car was just, it was worse than the trash car.
Yeah.
And I didn't want my food in that car.
That's totally fair. I wouldn't do it in the trash car. It's gross.
It just bothered me.
What would you guys, so the other thing that we've had a couple times getting food, mostly getting food delivered here in the city, is that the car will just be reeking of marijuana. Like when they roll the window down and hand me the bag. That just happened maybe yesterday or the day before. How do you guys feel about that?
How do you know how that smells?
I don't, but they said they were like,
you
sorry.
Can say it. It's from when you went to my mom's house.
Sorry, it reeks of marijuana in here. But how do you guys feel about that? Would that make you uncomfortable? If
yes.
Like,
yeah. Yes.
All of this makes me uncomfortable.
I think if you are a delivery person or an Uber driver, it's part of your job to keep your vehicle clean.
So serious question. Should I be complaining to, like, the company about this? Should I be, like, reporting them and saying,
I hate to do that, too,
like,
because I don't want them to start doing stuff to our food.
Well, and also, like, I don't want...
Like, this guy's a complainer.
Yeah,
right.
This guy gives everyone one
Oh, this
star.
Guy wants you to wear a shirt.
Guy expects you to wear a shirt. And to not have your dog. Not have your dog's paw in the food.
Maybe not complain to them, but, you know, they'll ask you for the feedback, like, what was right about the delivery? Maybe just don't click anything.
Like, prompt. Hey, maybe put a shirt on next time.
Yeah.
I felt like this was just for me when we were on our really long layover in Charlotte, and quite a few people travel with dogs, which that's a whole different situation, you know, on the planes. But they kept making this announcement, like a recording over and over saying, every dog should, no dogs are allowed in the whatever unless they're accompanied by an adult.
An adult.
Just any adult, an adult dog, like an adult person that doesn't own them.
Mommy and daddy dog.
Are they not flying? Are they just saying goodbye?
Putting your dog in the seat like it's your kid and just sending it off on a flight by itself.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. 437 DGS. Audio segment, who wants to go first?
I can start if you want. So mine is a TikTok that I saw earlier today that I just thought was so sweet. It's a little boy. He's probably 9 or 10 years old, and he's hit his first home run, and he's giving the game ball to his grandpa. Just go ahead and listen.
What did you do?
So, you know I got 2 home runs,
you
right?
You have 2 jacks.
And then my grand slam, I signed the ball for you.
Okay.
And
it says, no.
I'll
put a date down for you. And it says,
Papa, I love you.
Why did you do that?
Because you taught me everything about baseball.
Oh, honey, funny. That's so sweet. I'll put it right on my hook. That was so good. Wow, honey. Woo!
Okay, let's never do that again.
I'm gonna cry.
It was so sweet. It was so sweet.
He got 2 home runs and a grand slam.
He was
one
lying about that.
And he gave the ball to his grandpa.
He probably just stole a ball.
His grandpa taught him everything he knows about baseball.
Little slugger.
Do you guys see that story today where probably 12, 13-year-old kids, the pitcher hit the batter in the head.
Yes, and I cried started crying.
Aww.
And the batter went to the pitcher's mound and hugged him.
Oh, that's sweet.
And he said, "You're doing great."
Awesome. So emotional over
that
here.
Then he passed out from his concussion.
Something else made me cry today, too. Well, that
was
one
it
just
the,
said.
Was it the, you were watching something sappy on your laptop.
I can't remember what it was.
And it was bothering
me. It was the
me.
Little League guy Dave was just talking about. It was something else, too.
So I played Little League baseball, you know, my whole career. And Brad Wells, who's now the police chief of Wood River, was my best friend, teammate every single year. Brad was a pitcher. And he went to the lake with his family, and I had to pitch. And I hit everyone. I mean, it was, I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Did they come out and hug you?
I remember we were probably 10, 11, 12. And I remember people just coming up, like, they're just shaking. They're just waiting to get hit.
I mean, you weren't doing it on purpose, right?
God, no. I was terrified. And I'll never forget, like, my mom would still tell the story that she told Brad's mom, and Brad's mom was like, "Oh, we got home early. We could have been there."
Kids are like, "I don't want to go.
Darn it."
What did your coach say to you?
The other coaches complained. They're like, "Get him out of there. He's going to hurt somebody." And I mean, coaches in South Texas are different than coaches in other places. You know, it's like the coach is the one who has only the 6-pack, not the 12-pack next to him. And so there's lots of FUs and stuff going back and forth. And then he would, like, there's no coming to the mound because it's Little League. They're right there. He'd just yell, like, "Throw it as hard as you can. If you hit him, you hit him."
Okay. Should I tell him what mine is? Or should I just let it play? Let's just let it play.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Girl, now, let no little high as you push my love aside. I'm out of my head. Hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you. You. Okay, obviously it's a tribute to Olivia Newton-John. Do you think that's good or bad?
Good.
It sounds pretty good.
He hated it. I was playing it in the office.
I was like, what is that?
I think I know who this is.
Okay, who?
Is it Kate Hudson?
Yes.
It is.
It's Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, it's really good.
I thought it was great. Well, he said it was bad before he knew who it was. I will give him that. But then I said it was Kate Hudson. And I was like, maybe I should have told you who it was beforehand. You would have thought it was good. And he's like, "No, I hate Kate Hudson." I'm like,
How do you hate Kate Hudson?
Right, exactly.
She ruined Muse. Muse used to be a great band, and now they're not as good anymore. And it coincided right around with the time that Matt Bellamy married Kate Hudson.
Wow. Sexism much.
So she Yoko'd Muse. That's why I don't like
I thought it was really great.
Damn.
Yeah, especially for it being her. I think that's a pretty great tribute.
Yeah, she was with her daughter, and
remember,
like, hugging her.
Her dad was one of the Hudson brothers, so she comes by that naturally.
Now, wait. I don't know the Hudson. I know that Kurt Russell's not really her dad, but I don't know what the Hudson brothers
are. They were a trio of brothers, kind of like
any Mandrell brothers.
Sisters.
Like who are the ones now?
The Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, what did you say?
The Mandrell Sisters.
Oh, I think you said something else.
Rachel said any brothers.
Like any cluster of brothers you might find.
And they had a Saturday morning show.
Okay.
And it was like a variety show, and I loved it. And he was the handsome one. And then there's a goofy one, and yeah. You know, so
what's the deal? Was he just a great big jerk? Because they always pay tribute to Kurt Russell.
I don't know.
Who's Goldie Hawn's longtime partner, and I just love their relationship. And I love how, like, she just posted, I don't know, for something, like calling him her dad.
Yeah.
And like, it was a very sweet tribute. But yeah, you never hear about their dad, even with her brother Oliver.
You know what, though? In his defense, he was a Hudson brother.
Well,
so
right.
It kind of gives you the right to be a big jerk.
Dave's like, "That guy was cool."
He was.
Lay off.
That was terrible. So, terrible song. So, my audio is...
I thought she sounded good, Andrew, and so did everyone else.
3-1.
So now we'll move on to an actually good singer. Steven Seagal has...
Steven Seagal?
What's going on with him?
I did not expect you to say that. I haven't heard about him in ages.
That's because he's apparently been in Russia advocating for, like, state media. So Steven Seagal, if you guys don't know, he's super into Russia. He got his Russian citizenship a few years ago. He thinks that he's like Putin's best friend, and he like really, really loves the country. And he has been going as of, I think, either yesterday or this morning, he was in Ukraine, like peddling Russian conspiracy theories for like Russian state media.
If you look at the structure from the outside and the inside, it sure looks like a rocket or a missile to me. If you look at the beds and all of the stuff like that, this is certainly not a bomb. So, and not to mention...
I don't get it. What's he talking about?
He looks ridiculous. He's dressed like Steven Seagal. He's got the glasses
like
and a hat backwards. So what I should have given a little more context there. What happened is a prison was blown up and a bunch of Ukrainian POWs were killed. And each side is blaming the other side. Russia says Ukraine did it as like a false flag thing. And Ukraine says that Russia did it. In a clip that you can only find with dubbed over in Russia, but you can hear him saying it, he's claiming that Zelensky blew up the prison because there was a Nazi in the prison who was going to, like, finger Zelensky as a Nazi.
Easy.
I couldn't think of a better word.
I love that Andrew's keeping it light after the grandpa and the softball.
No,
and
the... Kate Hudson.
I know what you're talking about.
This is what
he's like, he's peddling conspiracy theories in Ukraine.
I thought it was interesting that, like, Steven Seagal was popping up, like...
Every time I see or hear anything about Steven Seagal, it takes me back about 25, 30 years ago. One of my law partners was friends with a guy who had a martial arts studio, and his sensei was Steven Seagal.
Really?
And he'd come in town once a year or something, but he'd always say to me, he was like, the genius of Steven Seagal is when you train with him, he does not pull his punches. He hits you as hard as he can. And I'm like, well, I could do that. Like, if that's all it takes.
Sensei Dave. Makes you a genius.
Right. I mean, I can punch 12-year-old kids in the face all day long.
Haymakering 9-year-olds that are trying to get their belts.
This is why we train with Sensei Glover. He doesn't pull his punches. Top of the hour, we have Gordon Hedel, who is the Inspector General of the Department of Defense from 2008 to 2011. He spent 28 years in the United States Secret Service, and he has opinions on what's going on now. We'll talk to him at 5. But first, the obvious thing to lead into that is fast food news.
Yeah, we didn't get to all of our fast food news yesterday, so I wanted to tell you guys, Krispy Kreme brought back their pumpkin spice earlier than ever. They brought it back on Monday, so you can already get pumpkin spice flavored things out there. They have their pumpkin spice latte swirl donuts, their pumpkin pumpkin spice original glazed donuts, their cheesecake donut, cake donut, their spice latte. So if you are craving a pumpkin spice latte, they've got them for you at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Dunkin's is coming out like the 17th, all their pumpkin spice stuff.
You know they're mad.
When it's still hot outside, I just don't get why you would want it.
How do you guys feel about it in general? Do you fall into the craze? Do you go for it? Or is it just kind of like, ugh?
I've had a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks one time, and it was so sweet that it just turned me off to it forever.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have one, like, one per season. And I do like pumpkin pie is one of my favorite desserts.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a little too much. It's like, okay, can we have a couple things pumpkin flavored?
I'm exactly like you.
Yeah.
When it comes to pumpkin pie, though, everyone loves... most people love like what their mom made.
Mm-hmm.
My mom made great pumpkin pie, but I think you'll get this. It's really flat on top. Like there's no watery. And so when it's that pumpkin pie that's sort of wavy and you know what I'm saying?
Like more kind fluffy.
Of? Mine's flat too. So I'm not quite
like
sure what you're talking about.
I got what you're saying.
Yeah, mine's flat. Yeah. Flat top.
Yeah, flat top.
And
flat
top pie. Speaking of something totally different, Sonic has brought back the pickle juice slushy and the Big Dill cheeseburger. So pickle flavored slushy.
Is that your nightmare?
It literally is.
Let's get one for you. Make him drink it tomorrow.
Oh yeah, good idea. Good idea.
Is. Like
you eat Braunschweiger?
No.
She goes no.
Getting me like a slushy and being like and thinking it's gonna be like limeade or something, and then it's.
I wonder if they
juice.
Do put it like a. Hint of sugar in there to make it kind of like that.
Yeah, there's
gotta be. I love pickles. I would definitely try it.
There's got to be some.
It
kind
does
of sugar.
Have some sugar. It says it's there the flavor go. Of a salty dill pickle with a sweet slush. Mm-hmm. I would try it. It sounds pretty good to me. And finally, Papa John's has introduced the new crustless Papa John's bowls nationwide. So it's basically just a bowl of pizza toppings. This is great if you're someone who does keto.
I've had it many times on keto.
But if you're not
like,
on keto,
do it,
it doesn't sound that appealing. I'm going to be honest
with you. Phoebe used to get so mad at me when Dad was doing keto.
When you pick the toppings
yeah,
off.
We'd get a. I'd always get like two pizzas because I would skin one of them. She'd get so mad.
Why, I just understand it's her
wasteful?
Rage.
Yeah, because it was wasteful.
And
yeah.
It's just dumb. Eat something else.
Trish has all the answers.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.